Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl Mandy B, aka Peck the Stallion, aka Dead Bitch. I apparently have to keep Peck the Stallion. We came to know. Also, tripod
Why do you have to keep
mommy.
It?
We talked about it. You said I couldn't get rid of it. It's a part of me. So I guess Peck the Stallion.
The strap is attached.
I also want to shout out. You know, I have never had so many Amy's and Karens. And I mean, Ashley, I know that's like, I guess, every ethnicity name, but
I'll look up
the white name. Girls that are following us currently, it's fucking wild.
It is.
Thank you, man. Hey, yeah,
I am
welcome.
Weezy with a W. let's talk about that. So 2 weeks ago, we had someone here named Sophia. That's our bitch. Let's just talk about a few rules for this African-American show.
Jesus.
One of which is there is some N-word usage. And by that, I mean my nigga, we're going to say nigga. We're going to talk about our niggas, niggas we fuck, niggas with big dicks. Don't know if you've ever been with one of them niggas, but you can't call them that.
So much so to where I have yet to make up a nickname for my nigga, because apparently I just say my nigga every time I talk about. I don't know how to come up with a nickname for him. I don't know what the fuck to call him unless I call him Zoom Dick. I mean, I met him on Zoom. I can't call him Zoom. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Make my heart go
zoom,
boom, boom, boom.
My supernova, girl.
Supernova. That's going to be my nigga name.
That's from Zetus Lapidus.
It's from fucking the Disney Channel.
Well, the white girls will know that show.
The but Disney anyway. Channel. So, okay, maybe I'm going to name my nigga
that's
Supernova.
Right. African American rules. So, ladies, have a look at, and gentlemen, have a look at a man named Dr. Umar. And I want you to watch.
Really, my nigga?
I want you to watch his highlights when he said, "This is an Africans only live." Let me explain horrible decisions to you. When we started this show, I actually told Mandy, like, I want this to be for everybody. But turns out it's not.
Well, I was quick like, man, fuck them crackles.
I don't say that word. I love Triscuits, Wheaties, all of them. However, this show is for black people. We encourage white people that are trying to understand us. Understand what pisses us off, and also who are woke and can feel or have black friends or want something close to that, right? Maybe you live in Utah like Sophia and you ain't really seeing niggas like that either. We are having you be a part of this experience, but what you need to do is respect the space, and the space is a black one. So Latina adjacent and Indian adjacent and any other color in between. But this is something that's for us. This is why Horrible Decisions is what it is. We made this sex pod and have turned it into what it is because we realized that there aren't areas for people that are like us, look like us, and that have these same experiences. Enjoy them. You guys love a Dave Chappelle. He be talking about some nigga shit you don't get either. So welcome to our black ass world. And just understand that you're not going to police these comments. I'm trying to defund the police, bitch. So you're not about to come in these comments and say, "What if Sophia did that to you?" Well, she won't and she can't. It's not her.
She
vibes with the shit, my nigga.
Ironically, that is one right that whites do not have. Fuck
what
y'all.
About us?
Like, yeah, no, there were a lot of comments that came about talking about, oh my God, y'all came on there with your white voices. And oh my God, yes, like you cannot appropriate us. Although y'all are blackfishing the fuck out of here trying to be black women.
No, y'all want to be oppressed really bad.
It's so bad.
Sophia was really funny. I wrote her like last night. I was like, bitch, what the fuck is up with these comments? She's like, dude, I don't know. I feel like a lot of Barstool like racists just followed me.
Yeah.
And they just fucking came in there and tried to, you know. But I will say this. She was hella comfortable.
I don't think we made her uncomfortable or violated her.
No, she's down as fuck, and that's why I fuck her. I think she rolled with the punches, and we made it fun. So, yeah, just know that. Also, if you want to hear about me fucking white guys, I think the first 75 episodes, I was on a pink
I would go into 90,
spree.
Actually.
Okay.
Maybe
and I might throw one in there for you. Okay? I might. Because now that I'm moving back to LA,
Hospital Dick was white, right? And he
no.
was. Wait, Hospital Dick is black?
As fuck, my nigga.
Oh, I don't know why.
Ted Andreas.
Okay, well, Jeeves was the last white guy then. So technically, they might be able to get up to like episode 110.
And Jeeves was a hospital too with his big old cack. Bitch, that dick was so big. I laughed when I saw it. I think I said, I was like, I know you playing. And then he used to tell me about like women he's dated and. Jeeves is super woke, so he's not about to be like, yeah, I've been with a black girl. So then he'll, like, talk about a story, and I'll be like, she doesn't sound like you. She sounds like a me. And I was like, these are why black girls are fucking with you, because you and your fucking ankle-dangling dick were compatible.
Also, shout out to our patrons, those of y'all who are all caught up with Horrible Decisions and want more bonus content. Y'all know y'all can go on over to patreon.com/horrible decisions. I just wanted to bring up, we recently had a town hall where, again, I just want to shout out this man named Marshall. Marshall had the girls in the comments, and he found a black queen during a pandemic.
On Ashley Madison. If you guys don't know what that website is, figure it out. It is known for, I believe, like, having affairs, but it also could be for just, like, wealthy men and, you know, who are looking to date beautiful women.
Yeah.
In which she was. And what the funny part is when we were on the town hall with him, if you guys want to hear, check that episode out, go over to our Patreon. But so him and his girl jumped in. And I was like, Marshall, like, why you got this black girl? Could she be cooking for you? And he's like, no, I actually
most of the meals. She doesn't cook.
Now, that'll tell you right there. Now, white girls, listen up. Normally, I really believe when white boys be dating black girls, it's because y'all have been lacking in the food department. And we will figure out how to help you. I want to help all my white, I ain't going to call them my white sisters, but my white, you know what I'm saying, my friends, help them elevate in the food department. But this girl, I think her pussy was so magnificent. He was like, I'll do the chicken. I'll figure it out.
I love it.
We'll get a deep fryer. We're going to do this, babe.
I love it. I'm
Moved
here for
her
it.
In and everything.
I'm here for it.
So today's episode, you guys, we know it's Christmas coming up soon. We're going to try to talk about Christmas, even though, you know, I'm kind of Jewish. So
I was about to say, you don't even celebrate. You do, but you don't, right?
So this is what happens. Did I ever talk about when I was growing up, how my mom would trick my dad into thinking, no, I didn't.
I don't think so.
So for those of you who don't know, my mom is black. My father's from Israel. My dad was super against us doing Christmas stuff because my mom converted. Most Jews, religious Jews, you have to convert in order to marry. So my mom converted and, you know, but she was still going to church on the side and shit. So when we moved into this big ass house when I was growing up, you remember that house?
Mm-hmm.
My mom was like, ain't no way I'm not doing Christmas decorations. So the Jew that my father is, my mom comes up with the best lie she could. She comes downstairs. She was like, look, we're going to get fined by the homeowners association. If we don't put up Christmas lights, it has to be a tree. It has to be lights. What? It's illegal. It's illegal. She's like, we have to do it. My father takes me in the car. We go to Walmart. Get everything. Get something. Get everything. And we fucking put these lights up. I felt so bad. And you know, my dad kind of big. He ain't no athletic man. He was up on that ladder, adding shit, Christmas bows, everything. So the one thing that they decided on was blue and white, like Israel colors. So now what we do is every Christmas, because when I was working a 9-to-5, it was the time I had off.
Right.
We just say we're giving our Hanukkah gifts on this day because of my work schedule.
It's so funny. I don't know if it is me just being in New York or if a lot of men I'm dealing with have a checkered past. A lot of the men I've dated recently, including, I'm not just going to include, I'm not going to name names, but over the last, I would say, 6 years, majority of them have been Muslim.
Really?
Yes.
What does that say about you?
So, I don't know. And I'm like, did they all go to jail? I just don't understand how I'm meeting all of these black men, because growing up in Florida.
Like Nation of Islam?
Like, yeah.
That
like,
don't count.
Like
though.
They don't.
That's an African only
still, lie. But it still does count. I'm like, damn. But like a lot of them do not celebrate Christmas. So like I'm even getting to where I'm like, even my partner now, I'm like, so we gonna exchange gifts on the 25th of December because it's the 25th of December. That's it. We don't have to name it a Christmas
Bro,
gift.
It's just a convenient day. Everything closed.
Listen, so I'm just like, damn, I really am noticing that for the last couple years.
Wait, the dude now is Muslim?
My nigga.
What the fuck?
Everybody, I had a
Wait, my nigga like me or you as in your nigga?
My nigga.
Oh, yo nigga.
My nigga. But y'all don't even know at
we
one point.
Word ticker for y'all.
You know what I mean? Bloop, bloop, bloop. At one point, I even had Muslim Bay on the show. Remember I was talking about him?
Oh, yeah. He took you to a vegan spot.
He took me to a motherfucking vegan spot and really tried to school me on why bacon
How
was
Muslim
so bad
he?
For me.
He
was Muslim
no,
Muslim.
You're new.
You know what? To me, so he doesn't eat bacon, but he respects the fact that I do. He's not going to tell me what I can and cannot do.
Can you
do.
Make greens and bacon?
No. So now I do smoked turkey in my greens when he comes over. Even my my cabbage, I do smoked turkey. I do
we
a lot of turkey
We're going to help y'all
now.
Out, too, 26. But
we're going to help y'all with a little greens recipe. But no, But to me, it's just like, okay, how Muslim are you if you eat shrimp and you eat
and pussy?
Bitch, and that nigga could eat some pussy. So I'm like, you know, I won't eat bacon. But
I mean, Muslim, what? Islam is the biggest religion in the world, I think, right? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know all that. Maybe.
I think I learned that from Facts for Pastor.
Maybe, bitch. Maybe.
Whoa, 98%. No, I mean, I'm going to be real with you. I do find Muslims, to me, I've dated maybe one or two, and I did think that they were the most at peace people.
Oh, my man is so at peace. I love
it. And that is one thing. Like, I don't know if they're learning that through Muslim. And by the way, Mandy
learning,
and I have
learning
talked,
that through Muslim.
Learning that through Islam. I'm sorry. But I was going to say, I don't know. We've had conversations about having a Muslim girl on. I've also wanted to have anyone, if you know anything about FGM, for those of you who don't know, that's female genital mutilation. There's some Muslim communities that do still do that. So I really have been wanting to have somebody come on and discuss that with us. But no, I feel like Muslim people are more at peace. The men I've always found to be more respectful and chivalrous.
And they just fine. It's like a whole bunch of Malcolm X's. I don't know what's going on. But they're real intellectual and fine, bitch.
The niggas read.
Nigga. That's what it is.
Maybe it's an easier read
than the Bible, because that shit is far out. It's like fucking reading Shakespeare. Try to give it a try. No,
one time I was at I was in a hotel. No bullshit. And the electricity went out. Right? My phone died. It was fucked. I was in Miami. I was like, what am I gonna read in here?
The Bible.
That shit is boring as hell. We need Bible with Brianna, dog. Because I'm telling you right now, I fucking read one page and I was like, no way.
You only got through one page?
This is why they sin. Because they can't finish it. What is it? Is it a reversed or revised or the King's one? Whatever the new shit is. I'm telling you right now, I don't know how people get through it. Like, people be knowing stories and quoting shit. And I'm like, who told you this?
I told you. I used to do that in missions. We had to recap it, and then I got a little badge on
I
the
felt dumb.
I'm sure.
Also, I was with someone. If you're listening to this show and you remember, I don't know who was a little religious. Maybe it was my homeboy, Dennis. And they were like, flip to a page in the Bible. Let's point to it and see what your fate will be. And the page was something about adultery.
Yeah, you gonna cheat.
I'm a hoe, too.
Absolutely.
And I was like, this lets me know I'm on the right path.
Hoe is life. Hoe is life. Well, let's get into it. I know you got a vanilla shit. For those of y'all listening to us for the first time, hello, all of you whites. We have a segment
Mandy, stop.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have a segment called Vanilla Shit, and no, we are not talking about your skin. We're actually talking about sex in the news. So give it to
me. To be fair, the white people that listen to Horrible Decisions be lit.
They do.
And they don't do.
Shout out to Shannon.
And they never do black scents, which is why I really like the white people that listen to this show.
Yeah, however.
But you would think
however,
we have a Catch Me Outside.
However.
That one that jumped on the stage.
No, but when we go to the meet and greet, you be real quick to tell the white girls, bitch, you fuck black niggas, don't you?
Because they be have bigger ass.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has a bigger ass than you, though.
There's a white woman's shape when you fuck black guys. Your mom has it. She got a fat ass. That's the
no,
same
my
shit.
Mama ain't got no ass. My mama got titties.
Oh, okay. I thought she had hips or something. No. Something from the front look like she fuck niggas.
Get into the vanilla shit, bitch.
Okay, so today's vanilla shit. Men with small penises have this advantage over well-hung guys. So, size does matter when it comes to salary, but not in the way you think. A survey done by Bazaar found that the biggest earners tend to have the smallest penises. Funny enough, because we said, would you rather? To determine whether penis proportions comprehend to paycheck size, an e-commerce site recruited almost 1,000 men to answer questions about work, salary, and dimensions of their manhood.
Mm.
They found that men with penises measuring 7 to 8 inches earned an average of $35,000 to $50,000 per year. Meanwhile, men with 3-inch penises, the threshold for a micro penis, made an average salary of about $76,000. On average, definitely larger by some or whatever. Not
like
only
double.
That, but 4-inch penises were more likely to get promoted. However, the well-endowed shouldn't fret too much, as the eight inch size is the optimal size for making a woman climax. So at least there's that. They found that the artists had the highest number of 8-inch penises, while bankers had the most micro penises.
Damn, artists do be having big old dicks, and they be broke.
Bitch, I'm not saying Jeeves was broke, but he. He was an artist. And it's funny because when I think about artsy men, and I want to take salary out of this. Artsy men men that painted, drew, wrote, hospital dick, Jeeves, the man before that that I dated, I fucked a few Williamsburg niggas, all of them had huge dicks and were just like super creative. And I wonder what the, maybe that's why we got good pussy. You got to be creative.
Because we're artists. But we were both corporate before.
We elevated above it.
That doesn't mean our pussy just changed because we changed careers.
I'm fucking better now.
Because you got more time. Because we're not doing a fucking Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Like, I literally, it's crazy because I've been, I think I talked about this on Patreon. I've been watching this show called The Industry. And bitch, I gave up a lot of my life to a job. And I was just like, fuck. I remember some weeks clocking 70 fucking hours.
Yeah, I remember.
And I was like, how the fuck? I was literally fitting in dick appointments at 4 a.m. and leaving that nigga's house in Jersey to go to fucking Times Square.
It's a dedication.
That shit was crazy. So now you can kind of enjoy more sex because you're not thinking of all the stress of fucking work.
Really?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. This is just my thought on that.
I think age played a factor. The older I got, the better at sex I was because I think I knew what I wanted more. I'm able to like tell who's a better fucker.
Not tell who's a better fucker.
I'm for real. Like I could look at someone now and like, I know. By the way, we know someone, not that you were ever fucked, just a mutual person we know. Two girls in Tulum that I ran into was like, you know so-and-so? I was like, yeah. She was like, his dick is huge.
Oh. I don't even want to think about that.
Think for a second. Does he seem like he has a big dick? Think of the way he acts.
No.
Right?
No.
That was one where I was
but
like.
But also, I just don't look at men of his caliber.
Shut up.
And think about whether his dick is big or not.
But anyway, I bring that up to say, like, there was a moment I shared with him. And I mean, obviously, our relationship is platonic, where we were having a conversation. And I was like, this motherfucker is confident. It's not the money. He's got a fucking attitude. What is it? And I was like, his dick must be huge. It has to be huge. If when you like, sometimes I've just found that when men, not arrogance, I'm talking about when like you just like they got a big dick walk.
Well, no, there is a big dick walk, but there's a big dick aura. There's big dick energy. It's a real thing. We've talked about this forever. BDE, my nigga. Like it's a thing. And that's why I talk hella shit about gamers because I don't think they have big dick energy. But
what do you mean?
Oh, I'm just not going to talk about gamers here because I have been getting attacked for almost the last month now because I said that fucking most gamers have mediocre sex.
Why do you think that?
I just think because no nigga that I've ever dealt with that has dicked me down the way I've been dicked down played video games.
But do you know anyone that plays?
Yes, and their dick wasn't that great. So according to my experience and my statistics, that's what I said. And they took it all offensively.
But why do you think that?
I just said so. But not only that, I think they spent a lot more time there. I don't think they prioritize correctly. And unless you make millions of dollars as a competitor gamer, I think a lot of them more so fall into the just broke category.
What?
Yeah.
You think people that play video games are
I
broke?
I just said unless they play competitively.
Dude.
Yes.
Mandy.
What?
I'm not gonna lie. I play like a video game like for an hour a night, like on my phone.
But that is not the same as
if I had a console.
That is not the same as a console.
I suck
with a whole
good
setup.
Dick, my nigga, and I fucking have great pussy. I know it. It's confirmed.
Yeah, but
and
it's not the same as what I'm talking about. Like you're bringing something else completely. Like I'm talking about.
But it's
the
leisure.
Nigga, I'm talking about even there's two things recently that went viral. Thanksgiving Day night, there were gamers on mattresses outside of GameStop. They chose to wait for the drop of a console over spending time with their family. To me, red flag. Then there was also another woman who, in the middle of labor in the hospital, yes, fellas, we understand labor sometimes can be hours. He was standing in the labor room playing his video games, and she's like, I can't believe he's not even paying me attention as I'm about to give birth to our child.
Okay, that's really bad.
But that's what I'm saying. So, again, I don't have to sit here and, I don't know all gamers personally. Based off of my experience and based off of what I've seen and other women that I know who have dated gamers, this is my take
on
it.
So I will say this. The only two guys I've dated that played video games were Jeeves and Loverboy. Great lovers. However, Jeeves was good at eating pussy, fucking me, making out with me. He was awesome at it. He was a grade A fucker. I'll send you this clip. But I don't know. I didn't find – and he plays some weird-ass, like, Zelda games. Loverboy liked to play basketball games. But I did find that, like, unless I spent all day with them, then they'd play video games around me maybe, right? Just for, like, whatever time. But on their off time for me, that's what they enjoyed. The only reason I don't think video games are so nuts like I used to, when I was a kid, I didn't like it too much, like teenager age. But now I just think that there's, one, a lot of downtime, and two, like, it's a release. And now that I live in New York, it's so fucking cold. Like, you spend less time with people. Like, that's why I started playing games.
Right.
You know, right. I play this diner game. Dude, I'd be up making hamburgers all night.
See, that is crazy.
That is dumb, but I like doing it. I don't know. It's like a good, when I get frustrated, I start doing it. Like, I feel like it's like a release. Like, we all need something else to do. But anyway, so our hors d'oeuvre this week, okay? I feel like we don't really center too many tips about gay men unless we have a gay man on the show.
Right.
But obviously it's because we don't have dicks, so maybe we can't help. But that doesn't matter. Because we're going to help you today with you and your gay motherfucking ass. I only know a few gays by name that listen to the show, but here we go. So, 12 tips. I'm going to pick my favorites. Number one, squeeze your hole when he's inside of you.
Well, this could be then just anal sex tips.
Oh, for
this
sure.
This doesn't have to be gay.
But they're not all about anal. Okay. As bottoms, you definitely need to loosen your hold wide enough to insert. But once it's all in there and you're warmed up, squeeze it. When he's penetrating you, the pressure feels good for him and you both. Switching condoms between partners, obviously.
Look, see, that's a threesome tip. Know that much.
Right. Now, hands should always be busy. So when you're touching their chest, you could be jerking them off. There's all types of thing holding their hands, but keep your hands active during gay sex. I like this one a lot. Maybe even when they're sucking your dick, if you could reach, depending on the size, jerking them off. But yes, that's right. We all have Kegel muscles, right? Mm-hmm. So make sure you're doing that. If you're topping when you're inside, moving it up and down different places, it could feel really good for someone who's bottoming, especially if they're loose. Cock rings, vibrating cock rings can be really, 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 really fun because it gives men a full body orgasm. Now, spreading your cheeks can be super sexy. Make sure that you're spreading, opening that shit up. It could be really hot. Another one that I like is with foreplay, doubling up the foreplay for time and tease. And they talk a lot about missionary anal.
I love missionary anal.
Is great.
Putting a pillow up under your butt to lift you up a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are maybe considering doing anal, I think we automatically go to doggy style. But I've actually felt it so much easier to take dick missionary.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, maybe because it's not as deep.
I don't know. But it's way easier for it to go in, and it's just more enjoyable for me. I also want to shout out, this comes from pride.com. I'm not sure if you saw the author of this article. It's Zachary Zane, who was a recent guest here on our show.
Oh, Zachary did the tip.
Yes.
I missed that. Shout out to Zachary.
Shout out to him.
I love this tip, Zachary. People kiss the way they like being kissed. So understand how people are being kissed. If they use a lot of tongue, they want tongue in return. If they're deep-throating your dick, that's probably how they like to receive oral. Now, this was great because obviously this isn't a straight tip, right? But if they're deep-throating you, they probably like being deep-throated too. And this is interesting because when I eat pussy, I generally eat pussy on how I like mine being ate.
That makes sense.
Right? So I really thought that was good. It isn't always the case because some subs prefer doms, like obviously back and forth. But I thought that was a really good tip.
I do like that tip.
Yeah, this episode is all about love spells. And I have talked about on our Patreon episode how I wanted to get a curse that I thought was put on me broken in Mexico. And I just kind of felt like I was always depressed and had a lot of anxiety. And I was like, somebody put some shit on me. Like, it had to happen, right? Like, I just was really feeling like that. And obviously, I could be in my own head. But for you witches and brujas out there, y'all feel me. If you're into astrology, I think to any, like, point in time, like, you can feel that sometimes. Like, maybe it really was. So when I was there, she spoke great English. And we had a lot of talk about spells, and I told her what I did for a living, and we had a lot of fun. And even though I don't need some of the spells that she talked about, I talked about them with her. I also checked in with Amelia Ortiz. Shout out to her. She was also on our show who talked about how to break cords with someone. If you're going through breakup, I think she was episode 88. So there's a lot of stuff about witches and their power. And what I want to say is anybody can be a witch, right? This is all of your energy, how much effort you're willing to put in it. Shout out to Mahogany. I know she helped me feed people at a mission once from our Patreon. She's a witch. Maybe she could share some stuff with us. But I found these that I really like, and I want to share them. So throughout history, witches back in the day.
Yeah, and you already know this going to be.
These are really fun.
Y'all about to hear a whole lot of Wheezy talking and just some ad-libs from me. Because, bro,
these
you
are
know,
commentary, man.
Yeah, but you know I don't believe in the spells and the voodoo and the stars and moons.
Girl,
and
whatever.
All of this.
Well, in history, right? So witches in history, a lot of them were known as adulteresses or known as prostitutes, right? And they were beheaded for that. They believed they were using sex magic. I read a book. Witches, bitches, and something, I think. And Kristen came
we
on.
We had the author.
She was a witch. And she talked about sex magic. But yeah, back in the day, witches were people that were fucking. There were women that could just, if they were, you know, had wide hips and they looked super sexual, they'd fucking put you on trial for being a little thot.
Bitch, I would have been on trial.
Okay, man.
I would have.
Burn that hole at the stake.
Because these hips, baby, look like they childbearing and they not. But niggas be ready to get up in these hips, baby. Mm-hmm. Well, not literally my hips, but
we
see my hips spread.
Okay.
Bitch, I love being bent over. That's
so there's a few spells that I want to talk about called binding spells. Now, why I want to bring this up is because not only from my Latina friends I've heard this. Mandy, I know you've heard these too.
Nope.
I really believe you've heard this one.
Let me see.
A lot of people in island culture talk about the binding spells, blood in the spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And P and the T. So
I ain't never heard the P and the T one.
Okay. So it says in cultures, African-American, Sicilian folk magic, and island Caribbean culture, it is
yes.
believed that serving menstrual blood to a man will capture his sexual attention.
Disgusting.
You don't even need a spell to go along with it. Supposedly, the woman's scent is added to the man's consciousness, and he'll either become obsessed with her, commit to her, never stray, depending on the owner of the period blood and what they're trying to achieve and the intensity of it. The way it works all has to do with pheromones. So in these cultures, men are often warned not to even accept brown food, red drinks, food with brown red sauce, because they know bitches is crazy.
Well, that is the thing. They do say don't eat just anybody's spaghetti. So that is, I don't know if that has to do with the period blood or the fact that niggas just be putting sugar in their shit. Like, people cook it differently, too.
I mean.
I don't know.
Girl, there's another nasty ass one I'm about to read you. Hold on. So here's someone that said, this lady. He asked me to cook rice for him. I needed to do this, but he wanted rice. I was
on
my
period. She made the dirty jambalaya rice.
I removed my pad, stuck it inside of the water to make sure the blood.
Bitch, this is a lie. Ain't nobody do this shit.
I made the stew for him. Bitch, I'm reading this. He came back, ate the food without knowing. My question is, did I do the right thing or did I overreact? Bitch, I guess
so. First off, do you know the toxins that live in a fucking pad? What the fuck are you doing boiling the pad with your little blood up in there?
I think she should have just did a little Diva cup, poured it out. But anyway, so here's another one thing.
No.
Let me give you a reason why I would like to do this. This is from another woman. My auntie has been doing it, and she's been married for 12 years. She and her husband are in peace. They don't have kids yet, but her husband is not talking about taking a second wife. And since I got married, I can beat my chest and say my husband has never misbehaved. He worships the ground I walk on. I make his food special, and I know it's wrong. It's not poisonous. If that is the way my marriage will be intact, I have no regrets. Come on, girl.
But see, look. That's where I feel like spells. So y'all know I love me some sci-fi. And so I watch The Witches and Goblins and all that shit on TV. And what they say about specifically these love spells or when you put a spell or like when you go back into the past and change the present. Stop laughing, Vincent. But this is real shit.
Said, that's not sci-fi.
This is sci-fi.
Nigga, anything that
it ain't
back.
Fantasy. It's science fiction, nigga. It's
white
fake
people
science.
Help us.
I'm just saying. But
anyways,
when I watch these type of shows, there's always a consequence. So even when you like do something, like if she put a love spell on her nigga, that's probably why they don't have kids.
So
it's a consequence to a spell.
I want to tell you guys what Amelia Ortiz said to me. Okay. And I really trust Amelia a lot as far as spells. I believe Amelia's clairvoyant. If you want to follow her, E, the real one or Etheril, whatever. She said, These spells are very dangerous.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Because while they could work, you don't know what you're going to get, okay? You don't know if you're going to get an obsession. You don't know if it'll be unhealthy.
I was about to say, and we see how Lifetime movies end.
And the man may never, he may never forget you in a way that you don't like. I want to shout out this one person. Fuck it, let's shout out a black business. There's a woman I've been going to. Cynthia, I hope you get everybody, bitch. Things that she have said to me, I'm going to say this one thing she said to me, Mandy. She told me a large sum of money was coming to me and I needed to be patient. The next day we got paid. After.
But we also been signed that contract.
The next day we got paid.
Okay.
Hold off. And I was like, okay, this doesn't count because we signed a contract.
Right.
That night, I got an $8,000 refund. An $8,000 refund from a building I lived in Orlando that said I overpaid, that said there was something wrong with my apartment. Like, it was 55.
Right.
Nigga, I did not expect that at all. I thought it was an error.
Right.
She told me two other things that happened that were right. And I was like, when I was first talking to her, I was like, nah, she don't know me. She's too young. Like, whatever. Like, anyway. I'm going to tell you guys her Instagram. Her name is Cynthia_Roy. I believe she'll read some cards for you for a Cash App, or you can do a full session with her. She's a Reiki healer, tarot reader. Nigga, when she said, I really was shocked, Mandy. I mean, it was back to back. And I was like, yo, she had just told me the shit. So anyway, I got to call with her tomorrow. But so tarot cards, if you guys know, I think there's a deck of like 42 or 55 or some shit like
See,
that.
See, to me, that'd be bringing spirits and demons into your life.
Well,
I don't want to.
You have to believe in the light, dude. And that's the thing. Like,
you believing in the light doesn't mean it's going to be positive, or doesn't mean you're not going to insert negativity or demons or spirits into your life that weren't there before. Because you
opened up. So I thought you didn't think it was real.
Because you opened in a portal.
The portal.
Yeah, that's what. Bitch, this comes from Charmed and all of my sci-fi shows
I'll
be watching.
I would never, and that's the thing. Like, I would never do. So I do my shit on myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to protect myself. I need to open myself to certain things or be a better communicator, or take out feelings of possession and things like that. And like, I think that the reason that it works and that I won't have ill will is because I'll never do it on someone else. What am I going to be like? I hope a fucking building crashes on her. Like, no, I would never do that. I think that that's where you get the return.
Right.
Which is why sometimes the binding spells, I think, are a little nuts. But I want to bring light into myself, and then I believe it'll come back to me. And I think it has.
Like, I want to bring a dick into myself, and that's about it.
I got a dick spell, too.
Jesus.
So anyway, with the tarot cards, to let you guys know, with tarot readings, each suit has 14 cards. They have face cards. There's cards that basically can tell you about your fate. They can tell you about your money. They can tell you about the happiness that you'll have. And the history, it's an Egyptian thing. They date back to Egypt. And people that can read these cards or pull these cards, you know, when they're shuffling them, they'll meditate on them for you. And I believe that's what Cynthia did for me. She had to sit on those cards, pull them for me. I told her, like, you know, whether it be love or money or career or whatever, they basically try to figure out what these cards pulled in what regard for you. So that's tarot if you ever start doing tarot. Anyway, and she's black, so that's lit. The next spell I want to talk about is kissing spells. Now, my mother told me that if you kiss a man on the eyelids, he'll never forget you.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that?
Nope.
So I asked Amelia Ortiz, I was like, have you ever heard this? Because I wanted to make sure I was doing stuff that was like well known. And she was like, yes, I have heard of that. So I'm not going to front. I did it once on someone when I was younger. Every year I hear from him. Every few months I hear from him. He tells me that I never forget him. He never forgets me. I mean, and this person's been with someone else, and like, he's always very drawn to me. And I wondered if that was it. And when I did it to him, I was like really serious about it. He was sleeping. I kissed him on both eyelids, and I was like setting an intention at the time. And I don't know if this shit works or pussy day good. But here's where you can use your mouth. You can use kissing to create spells. Kissing to charge objects. If you guys are a crystal lover, I know you have a crystal ring, right? You've been wearing it. What is that? Is that a...
It's pink.
Rose quartz? Rose quartz, maybe.
A bitch don't know.
So
I just got it out of Leimert Park. Shout out to Milan. My homegirl owns an all-black, like, African shop in Leimert Park. And there's a ton of other black-owned businesses. And I just went in there, and I really liked it.
Oh. Well, so crystals, the way that they work, you should be charging them in full moons. That's the
best. It sits on my bar. do my liquor.
Well, you want to sponsor?
Do my liquor bottles charge my crystal?
Probably not.
It's just.
But maybe that's your high energy.
I don't know.
So, like, charging crystals should be, and full moons is a great time to do it. But you can also charge crystals with a kiss. You send your emotions and your energy into the object. Love is a good emotion or any positive energy, but do not kiss toxic stones. Make sure that you're kissing the right ones.
Okay.
Spell sealing. You can use kisses to seal spells for like jars and bottles. Placing a kiss, like it's an invisible steel, you stamp the energy, you lock it in. I know Mandy laughing over here.
I'm rolling my eyes.
Kissing the eyelids is a big one for a remembrance ritual, okay? There's another morning one. If you're like grieving or someone's passed or a breakup or whatever, you can end a ritual with a blown kiss. Or if you have like a paper that you're writing on to do your spell, you can release it and close it with love and sincerity. And also for thanking, as someone who uses tarot cards or any, says divination tools, you place gentle kisses at the side of the deck after using them to bond with them. So if you have a really good card that's giving you something good, probably like my money one, maybe Cynthia kissed that shit, bitch, because I got my motherfucking check. Anyway, the kissing works. So
what about kisses on the forehead? I told you I love when my nigga kissed me on the forehead. Is that just like an act of affection? Or
I think that the forehead is something delicate.
That nigga got me fucking under whatever spell.
They always say men that care about you kiss you on the forehead, right? But here's what I think about the forehead kisses that get us. This is just my own head. We kiss people on the cheek all the time.
Yes.
We kiss people on the lips when we're fucking them. But there's something.
Not all the time, but yes.
Okay, true. But I've kissed a lot of people on the mouth, whatever.
Right.
When you're kissing the forehead, I think it's just another place on the body that's like, it's not.
It doesn't get any attention really
and
otherwise.
It could be a platonic thing. Like my father kisses me on the forehead and it makes me feel really loved. And I think it's almost like a makes you feel safe thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But there's something about that it is. That feels very gentle.
I love it.
And I've only had men ever kiss me on the forehead. My father.
I love it.
My lovers, like. My, let me think, hospital dick always used to kiss me on the forehead at night. I don't even know if he noticed that, but like he would do that a lot. I think it's just, or maybe because that nigga was tall. Who knows?
I was about to say, maybe it's just my nigga tall.
Okay. There's a few things. Low effort witchcraft. Okay. Carrying a crystal that matches your intention for the day. This is, I think, a good one for you, Mandy. If you don't want to like go out there and alhamdulillah everything, you know what I'm saying?
Because I do not.
You could do little things. So if you have I think it's rose quartz on your crystal. I'm not sure, but that's a love one. So like carrying it with you if you need to feel some love that day, things like that. They say using herbal soaps instead of.
I used Dr. Bronner's.
Me too.
And I got a mint one right now. So does that count?
I don't know.
I got the pink one and the brown one.
Why don't you Google it, bitch? carrying things with you that match your intention for the day. Herbal teas can clear your body.
Girl, I just be taking that throat coat.
I do like throat coat.
The throat coat got to get me, baby.
And meditating the last 10 minutes of the day, ending the day with meditation.
Oh, which I do.
That's good.
Well, no. Does that count as masturbation?
Yeah, it's sex magic.
I was doing that a lot.
Bitch, do you know I did some sex magic the other day?
Here we go, y'all.
Okay, let me tell you. So you guys know I've been working in TV and shit, and I needed my green light and my contract to come because I've been talking to these niggas since March. Bitch, I found the logo for Fuse, found the colors. This is no bullshit. And I know y'all probably listening because we're working together now. I'm sorry. I fuck with y'all too. I have a great team at Fuse that works with me. We talk twice a week to work on this show. I masturbated thinking of my show, Mandy. I was thinking about it. I said the name of my show. And when I was coming, I was like thinking about it. It was right here at the forefront. Right fucking here. And Brandon motherfucking called me talking about fucking done deal. Are you ready? Are you ready to hear this? I was like, I already know because I play with my pussy to the shit. I ain't tell him that, but.
Oh my God.
Bitch, I'll be making that shit happen. Hell, I'll be making niggas call me and everything. Okay.
I might need to do that then.
We know what the sex magic is great.
Can I do it with someone or does it have to be masturbation?
I think if you're doing it with someone, maybe it should be a goal for both of you. But like official box owner, right? It's all about the pussy.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Think about that.
I have goals for it next year. And I think I'm going to even like showcase my journey. Like for whatever reason, 500,000 in sales it just came to my mind the last couple weeks. So I'm like 2021.
Do you want me to tell you about some numbers?
500,000. That's literally, and I don't know why, I just, the last.
So there's a few numbers that come in sets of threes.
Does 500,000, is that a fucking...
No, but I think you should masturbate to that number.
To 500,000?
Yes.
Maybe, I can do that.
Think either, whether it's like maybe 500,000, like think that when you're playing with your pussy, maybe do it in the room where the boxes are, like have it around
you. Oh, in my
you.
Office, okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm right.
Squirt it on somebody's box.
Oh, Jesus.
So, other things that can help your spells. Okay, there's some numbers I want to tell you guys about. People will talk about, oh, you keep seeing 222, whatever. There's sets of numbers that mean things when you're looking at them. The first one, 111, it encourages you to keep following your spirit. When you see this, you have to listen to your gut. If you see 111 around you or a lot of ones, know that that's telling you to go to the right place, that you're on the right track or follow that track that you're thinking about. 222 is the exact right place, the right time. Trust in what you want. Do not think of things that you do not want when you see 333. I mean, 222. Sorry, 222. Number three, 333, mind, body, and spirit. You need to focus on all three aspects. Don't neglect one for the other. Think about everything in totality.
Including when you're in a threesome.
I like that. You trust in the
niggas. You need to trust, or the bitch and the nigga, or the two bitches. Okay. I mean, you know what I mean?
But trust
in each of them and yourself, baby.
444. I actually see this one a lot.
Me too.
Really? JP.
The album.
So this one is a protection one. This will let you know that you're being protected.
I did not know Hove was sent out to protect us
all. Let me tell you why I like this one. Mandy mentioned five. Maybe you need to make it 500,000, 555,000, whatever I can't say. 555 is change. And that change is occurring when you're seeing this number. Something's about to happen to you.
Ooh.
666.
Now we know that's just bad luck.
It says take a step back.
Yeah, chill, bro. Chill.
777.
Lucky.
Releasing fear. It actually says you need to release fear and look forward with excitement. Let your fear go. 888, balance. You are in harmony with the universe, your thoughts and your actions. And 999, this is a cool one, means wrap it up. It's a loose end. Let it go. It does not serve you. Prepare for the next level because you should not be seeing 999s. Now, another one.
What if my nigga got a 9-inch dick?
Let them niggas go.
And he's 6'9".
Keep him and let the other ones go.
Damn.
So, sage. We talk about sage. Everybody knows it's supposed to clear you. Womp, womp, womp. If you're sage, when you are watching your sage or candle smoke rise, if it goes up, the energy is clear. If it goes north, it has downloaded the wisdom that you need already. If the smoke goes down, it means there's a shift coming. You need to be more passionate, send more love where you need the healing because something's about to change. If it goes east, the energy has been cleared or moved through. And if it goes west, a transformation is needed because your shit is fucked the fuck up. Now, moons. December 29th. It's in a few weeks and there's a full moon coming. If you're going to do a spell or if anything's going on, this is what it's for. The full moon is for protection, fertility, psychic abilities, so you may be able to feel like you know something's coming, romance, and knowledge. And a lot of people do decision-making on these moons. If you need to do protection spells on yourself, this simple spell is going to give you some protection. Rosemary, lavender, fresh basil, mint, Mandy has it. Dr. Broner's and a handful of salt. You take a bath, you put those herbs in there, and you basically, you step in it for a few minutes before getting in. You sit and soak while you visualize what you need, pick up the protective energy because this is a protection bath. When you're done, you save a bit of the water and the herbs in a bowl and you throw it outside. Also, whenever you do a bath like this.
This sounds like a lot.
Bitch, are you trying to get paid or no?
This
for $500,000, would you not do this shit?
This sounds like a lot.
Okay, well, anyway, bitch. It also, when you do like protection bath,
hoobly, hoobly high
rinse
bullshit.
Off after. Okay, so let me tell you about the last spell we're going to talk about today. This is a little crazy, but if you have someone This could be a return to me spell also.
Jesus.
If you're trying to bring an old nigga back.
No, if that nigga left you, leave him. Let him be.
Maybe you left him.
Then I really don't want him back if I left him. I think if you leave a nigga or he left you, let that nigga go.
Not always. What if it's your twin flame?
He's not if we left each other.
That's not true.
How? Explain.
I'm going to explain right now, Mandy. Explain. You ready? You ready?
Go.
My psychic told me that are one of my twin flames.
There's no way.
I said, ain't no way in hell.
There's no way.
I said, there's no way she is.
There's no way.
She said that there's a woman in my life that I have an intense relationship with.
No, Scissors kept coming back.
No, it wasn't her. I'm going to tell you why it wasn't her.
Why? Did she say my name? Did she say my birthday? She ain't say me, bitch.
She told, listen to me. Well, I believe it was Mandy. I'm going to tell you why.
And here we go.
So your twin flame.
See what happens when witches come in your life?
She said that I have intense energy with this person. It goes all the way up and down, good or bad. Me and Scissors aren't like that. She said it goes really, really good and it gets really, really bad. And that my twin flame and I had a separation phase and we were brought back to each other for good. And I was like, that's not Scissors because she's never left me. You and I stopped being friends.
You left her and moved to New York.
The point is, we were always saying each other's lives. You and I left each other.
That bitch listened to the show.
We started a podcast.
To the show.
And now we make mad money.
She listened to the show.
How is she in Mexico?
She listened to the show.
I'm telling
you. She saw your Instagram.
Bitch, you're welcome.
Okay.
We're twin flames.
She's lying.
But anyway, so basically she was saying, here's why I thought it was you. I thought it was Scissors too. But she's like, you have immediate connection with this person. You have very intense energy. And she was like, it's up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And then she said, I had a separation period. And now they're back. And I have to know that they're back for good. And it's for the better. And I was like, I don't really understand who. And she was like, this is going to bring you good shit.
I don't really understand who.
Well, bitch.
Maybe your twin flame hasn't come back yet.
Mandy, are we not making more money?
Who else did you leave?
Are we more rich since we got together?
Who else you separated
from, bitch? You want to be my soulmate so bad and you don't want to say it.
So this week's co-mail, what do we have?
Mandy, tell the truth. Did we not get together and start making mad bread?
Bitch, it took a while before we started making mad bread.
Okay, so what's your point?
You came in and cost me money up front.
You too, huh?
It's an investment. Investments, normally you spend money and you should see a return.
The point is.
So it was an investment, not no twin flame and hoe.
You're my twin flame and I'm going to get us matching necklaces. Maybe we should make it a new horrible decision design. Wheezy Mandy with a little fire sign.
So this week's hoe mail, guys.
Girl, please. You love me. Oh, wait, no. I didn't give the return to me spell.
Oh, go ahead. Also, disclaimer, I don't think anyone listening should use this, but go ahead.
Well, like I said, Amelia Ortiz said that you need to be careful when you do these. So there's a few different return to me spells. You can write names on a paper. Look that one up on YouTube. But this is the one I have with the string. This is what the Mexican lady told me. This is to have someone think of you or contact you. You need a string that represents your target and a string that represents you. You sit quietly, you run your fingers through the string. You think for the perfect scenario for the person contacting you. For the next week, you knot the string that represents them every time you see them or hear from them, whether online, on the phone, in person, whether you're looking at a photo of them, if they pop up, you start basically knotting the string. You stop tying the knots when you tie the knot the same number of times that you want them to contact you in a week. So if you want to talk to them every day, send them 7 knots and no more. Also during that week, knot it when you think of them. And at the end of the week, braid the knot to the 2 sets so they're together. Wear it or carry it till your desire is filled. If it wears out, burn it and repeat the spell.
There's too many steps and it's just too complicated for me.
Wait, if he calls you or if she calls you, you have to bury the cord because you need to just be done with it. Because it happened and you got what you wanted and you can't keep the shit around and confuse the universe. So that's the return to me.
Bitch, you just confused me.
Now go ahead, twin flame.
Bitch, what?
I said it can't be Scissors. It's
her.
I'm not that intense.
I'm telling you,
we don't have intense up and downs.
Y'all do have intense up and downs. Y'all had intense up and downs during your whole thruple.
I don't think it was intense like that. You and I fight and we be good.
It was intense.
Have you seen us when we argue?
It was intense.
It ain't never been like that. You drive
me
insane.
Because you were also then eating her pussy. Bitch, it's different. Like, niggas, like, I have intense arguments with niggas that I don't have sex with because the sex calms down the intensity.
So because
you was fucking her, it calmed down the intensity, bitch.
See, I feel like hospital dick is my twin flame for a man, like romantically.
But
he's my twin flame. Hospital dick is my twin flame romantically because it's way fucking too intense and he always comes up and everybody's always there. Like, it's always a thing. And I think when she said it came back for the good, I was like, oh, because we got paid. We got mad bread. And I think there's another thing, that factor too, which made me think that when she talked about like the change, like everlasting changing in the relationship, if we didn't start a podcast, I would not think about entrepreneurial shit. I'd never start thinking about writing. So I think, yeah, I thought I was going to be a 9-to-5 tech selling hoe for the rest of my life, taking 4 weeks vacation. I really did. But now, Mandy, I don't know why she doesn't want to accept our fate. Accept our fate.
I've been trying to accept that we were going to wrap up with home mail.
No. She loves me. Mandy's in denial, you guys.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to tweet us about this. I'm telling you, she knows.
Hi.
Are you reading home mail or am I?
You're reading home mail. You picked it up.
Damn, ho. I don't want to do this.
This is your outline, bitch.
I just want to fucking make funny comments. All right. So here we go. The missing plug. Thank you for sending pictures, bitch, because you know I need them.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a little bit long, but here we go. First, I want to congratulate you on all your endeavors and success. Thank God that you guys are twin flames. I've been listening to you ladies since the beginning, and I love seeing Black women evolve. Oh, please forgive me in advance if this is lengthy and has grammatical errors. This is why I'm writing this while coming down from my high. Oh, God, girl, what kind? Anyways, you guys are my best friends in my head, and when this shit happened to me, I couldn't think of anyone to share this with. My name is Jordan. I'm 22 years old from Florida, Tampa to be exact. In my last relationship, I had a lot of anal sex. My ex was very well endowed, had the longest, thickest, heaviest dick I've ever laid eyes on, 6'3", 266 pounds of muscle. Bitch, damn.
And he's football player.
First and only. Tampa,
yup.
First and only guy to fuck me on my ass. He's very aggressive and nasty, so I'm sure you can imagine how much stretching and prepping to get it up my ass. Anyway, it's been a year, and I was fiending to get this booty hole stretch. And I was at home smoking when my fine dreadhead drug dealing boo, oh, I like her, told me he was in town and wanted to eat my pussy.
Are we all this way from Florida?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We like it. So who the fuck am I to turn down some head? Girl, I hopped in my shower, started training my asshole with this anal plug trainer set I bought. And this has a set of three where they gradually get bigger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most do.
Well, we're not going to drop them because they didn't pay for an ad this episode. Which, by the way, he has a good 7 inches with a nice thick girth, still significantly smaller than my ex. Damn. I decided to leave the biggest plug in my ass so he could see that shit while he ate my pussy. That's cute. I get to his place. We're vibing, smoking, and laughing. And all of a sudden, he starts feeling in my thighs and telling me he wants to lick my pussy. I let him slip my clothes off, and I spread my ass so he could eat it from the back. He did, of course. Started ton fucking my asshole. Immediately, I was concerned because I didn't feel the plug come out. So I start touching my ass and I notice I don't feel the plug in my ass. And I'm having a mini panic attack. And I heard him say, "You want me to put this dick in that ass?" And girl, all my panic melt away. I let him drill my ass.
No!
You are a wild bitch, bitch.
Wait, without checking the bed
this
or your
dumb.
Floor or
sorry,
anywhere.
For- but she from Florida and she young. My bad, Jordan, but you a dumbass bitch. So anyway,
oh my God.
As we start cleaning up, I came back to my senses and I say, "So where'd you put the plug?" And the nigga looked at me and said, "What plug?" And I explained to him that I had it in on the way over, and we both grew more worried. It couldn't be inside of me, right? I'd have to...
My goodness. My goodness.
That's so far just thinking about it. I just want to know something will come out. Okay. I would have felt the plug go that far up my ass, especially since I had his whole dick in there. So long story short, we both started looking. We can't find the plug. And I told him I had to leave and did 90 the whole way home. My stomach was cramping. So I had to run up 3 flights of stairs, popped a squat in the toilet. Lo and behold, that fucking club came out my booty hole and into the toilet. I had never been so perplexed in my life. I just want to know, have y'all heard of something like this happening? Has a plug ever been stuck up one of y'all's ass? This is the first time this has happened in all my years of doing anal with my ex, which is why it wasn't able to go up my ass. My booty hole ain't that loose, I promise. I just need to know if this ever happened. I need to know I'm not alone. Now, here's her big old booty.
Baby. That's the loose booty.
That's a big ass booty.
But it her the size
you,
of her
she got
butt,
a little septum
the
ring.
The size of her butt doesn't matter. It's the size of that booty hole.
Oh, she put and signed, "Yes, my booty hurt" the next day.
Yes, I'm sure it did. You just shit it out a butt
so,
plug.
So the one that I was going to mention, it's never happened to myself, but I did want to bring up, we had an episode with, was her name
Lauren?
Lauren. Yep. I was going to say Lola. Lauren, who ran a sex store, who said that someone called with a plug stuck up their ass and she told them to get butter.
Butter.
And he got it out.
Yeah, that's
it happens.
So nothing has ever got stuck up my ass. But I also, for anyone that is using the dilators, especially without you being sure the size of your butthole, I would say get the ones with the rings on the outside so that you do have something to pull out. I would say, and if you aren't into hardcore anal sex, I think you're fine using the different ones. One of the, I do want to share, I stayed on the Patreon town hall just a little later to talk with our patrons, and I did actually get a tip from one of the guys. He actually suggested to use a glass butt plug because the silicone ones actually get sticky and actually can pull and just start to be uncomfortable in your ass.
I get that.
So he actually said the glass ones allow for an easy either.
I just love the glass ones because I think they are cleaner. They're more, yeah, because stuff doesn't get stuck on them. I do want to just say there's a Reddit thing I pulled up, by the way, when I read your email. I love Reddit for like all medical shit. I'm like, do I have cancer? Fuck WebMD. So your ass is specifically made for fecal matter to come out, right? Even though we fuck in the ass, it's just saying that it is made for stuff to come out. So your lower digestive tract is specialized to get that shit out of there, and it'll do it with great efficiency. But small muscles along your colon will spasm to push down the shit, right? So it'll spasm, and what it does, because there's two sphincter muscles in your anal canal, the inner one is not under conscious control. So it's basically trying to prevent leakage. The external one surrounds that. So what happens is, because it's trying to like when it spasms, it could push something up. So when you shove something up there, your body isn't equipped to handle it. Things stretch in ways they aren't meant to, which creates trauma. And the muscles basically designed to move stool down just do the opposite because it's contracting. So it kind of just sucks it back up. It's a muscle spasm when something gets stuck because your ass is only going one way. So basically, yeah, it'll sustain trauma to the muscle, and the clamping and the nerves will do it deeper. But what comes up will come down. So it takes a lot of relaxing. I think Injector Zoe has told me some fun stories over dinner about like people getting stuck in shit, with shit. She talks about batteries a lot and magnets.
I think you shared that as far as like one of the things that they see in the ER with weird sex is that people put those things up their ass. It's just weird to me.
Yep.
I just don't understand. However, I mean, I also did have a guy fuck his ass with a fucking wave brush before. So you never know. People just literally put anything in their assholes. Guys, if you want to send us a whole mail, go on over and email us. It's horribledecisions@gmail.com. If you need help spelling it, just look at the fucking cover art. It's horribledecisions@gmail.com. Also, if you're all caught up with all of Horrible Decisions, we do have a Patreon. We also have other podcasts that you guys can tune in and listen to us in different spaces. So I have Periodsis, which will be going on a 2-week break at the end of December. But they're short, digestible Tales of Womanhood, if you guys want to check out Period Sis. And then outside of that, I have See the Thing Is, which comes out every Tuesday. And that's more of just music, pop culture, current events. So check out those two. And Weezy also has some more content for you.
I've got For Fact's Sake podcast with Eddie De La Seppi. We love Eddie. By the way, someone wrote me in DM today and told me she hates Eddie. I don't know if you're a real person. There's nobody on this planet who could hate Eddie. Nicest fucking guy in
Eddie's
the world?
Eddie's cool.
I was like, bitch, are you slow?
It was just weird. I did see a clip where you were like, Eddie's blacker than you. And I was like, okay.
So Eddie.
Interesting.
We were talking about cruises.
I was like.
Eddie was like, I hate boats. I don't know if it's because I can't swim, but don't put me on a boat. I was like, well, he's like, I can't swim. And I'm like, well, who's the black one now? He's like, and I love Jordans. I want to tell you this really quick. I am still casting for the TV show, you guys. I need two kinds of people that I haven't fit in this yet, okay? The episodes kind of change every day. I need someone. If your grandma or your grandpa, I'm not joking, used to strip or work in sex work, I need you, okay? I will pay your grandma. I won't do it, but Fuse will. We will figure this out. I need an old person that used to be a hoe, not my mom. She's already being used. We need someone that actually worked in sex work. We're trying to find Tanqueray. Some of you know her from Humans of New York.
Humans of New York.
I think she would be great. And other than that, Yeah, that's it.
So you just need a grandpa and a grandma?
Yeah. Dude, I just had this like very like aha moment. I was like, what about somebody old? Let's get an old stripper. And they were like, yeah, we love that idea. I think that's like super multi-generational. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So the old hoe is my mom, but I do need a stripper, or someone that's specifically worked in sex work. So please send me an email to theweezywtf@gmail.com and bring your old ass grandma or grandpa.
Awesome. And guys, as always, we are going to leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip from one of our bonus episodes. If you like what you hear there, go on over to patreon.com/horrible decisions, where you guys can get 3 extra bonus episodes every month. That's again, patreon.com/horrible decisions. We want to thank y'all for tuning in, even the crackers. And that has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
So a man dies during an orgy after using Viagra erection cream. A sex addict in a Thailand down cocktail of drugs, including Viagra. Sounds like something I would love. If someone gave me like a little drink of Thailand, like, you gonna get fucked up. Anyway, basically, it's called Marathon Rub. They put it on his penis. It's an erection cream. And he put it on before he took part in an orgy in which he died of a heart attack.
No. Kun Pep,
44 years old, collapsed during a monthly romp with friends in a hotel suite in Samut Prakan province, where the police found the erectile dysfunction medication, the cream, the booze, and other meds. The cab driver had taken a woman to his room and told his friends an hour later that he was feeling unusually tired. They later found him unresponsive, naked from the waist down, and they said, we do this every month. He came to our suite and just slept on the couch while we partied. We thought he was tired. After I shook his body, he wasn't responding. In addition, several bottles of whiskey, cans, beer, fried chicken, and dried shrimp were on the table as well. They said he suffered a heart attack after having energetic sex.
Isn't this the way you said you would want to go out? Like, I feel like he
fucked himself to death.
Also, Mahogany, I made the outline for that episode, but Weezy may very much be into this. Someone said sex at a cemetery. Now this, just let us know you're into necrophilia.
You need a camera crew for this. No, I mean, like, it's weird, but also I would like to die this way.
But can I ask you, and maybe we could also ask someone in the audience, you guys feel free to raise your hand.
But Andy's been on Clubhouse so long. She's someone in the audience.
Yeah. Bitch, I'd be on Clubhouse like a motherfucker. I wanted to know if this would cause you trauma as someone who was a part of it. So you not dying, Weezy, but if you were to have a group sex orgy,
like if I killed somebody with my pussy,
would you have PTSD afterwards?
I feel like that sells the pussy more.
Oh my
like
God.
If you, let's just say, for example, I'm not, and this is fucked up, but like, let me just give you an example. My weed guy, you guys know, well, you'll hear on the episode coming up from Mocha Fest that I almost fucking went, like I almost died from this weed. And I made a joke with my weed guy, like you could tell people to send me to the hospital. And he was like, I am. So like, imagine if you fucked a guy and he died. And the next guy you're about to fuck, you'd be like, yo, I killed a nigga with this pussy.
We got to retalk. Someone did bring it up. Yes. My mom did have sex with a guy who had a heart attack and she had to get him dressed before the ambulance came. So maybe when I get her out of the house, because she has a boyfriend now, I would love to hear if she has trauma regarding a man having a fucking heart attack in the middle of sex and her having to pretty much dress a guy who's almost about to be dead while the ambulance comes.
Honestly, I think your mom's a champion for it. And as someone who works in the medical field, someone said my last words need to be fuck me harder, bitch. Okay. Hold on, Jamie Williams said, tell them this pussy caught a body. I kind of like
it. You know what? I don't know why we haven't yet. And Weezy, it may take some time to get our tones together as rappers, okay, but I would love to make a horrible decision. This pussy is a killer type of anthem. I think it would go viral and I think it would be amazing because
Mandy's had a music podcast for 2 months and
I'm
now she's
saying,
like, we need to make a song. Whoa,
I do.
Calm down.
I feel like I call my pussy a red snapper and I know it's a fish, so it's not really good, but my pussy be snapping. You know what I mean?
Okay, if your pussy had to be a food, Like, I'm not going to go with a red snapper. Nobody's about to say I'm a fish, bitch.
but it be snapping. Like, it got that snap.
I understand, you know what your I mean? Pussy can snap, but there's other animals that bite, and I'm not going with a fish. Let me look this up. I always Google stuff. Cute names for vagina.
A pussy? A kitty cat. A pussy, duh.
Let me look. Cute names for vagina. There has to be an article on this.
Ooh, a butterfly because it opens up.
A Maria?
Up.
Why would they call it a Maria?
I don't know.
She's definitely Latina, and they always want to bring things back to the Latina community.
Okay. Wolverine. Wolverine is in here. No. The pink bearded clam. Red wagon. Ew. Meat curtains. Flower. Fur burger. Okay.
I don't like any of these. Red snapper
garage,
is way better.
That's what Cardi B calls it. Fish lips.
Oh, someone said juicy fruit or honeysuckle.
I like honeysuckle. That's hot.
Miss Kitty. I love that you guys are joining us.
Why did you
spell
it MZ Kitty? Ms. Kitty. First of all, bitch, we didn't ask you for your Hotmail screen name, okay?